Hello, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. I'm excited.
This is your
This is
podcast?
the podcast, and we are live.
Oh, good.
Yes. And so we were talking about in the blog, we were talking about the age of discovery. And some of the feedback there was very interesting. And so the live recording was about individuals just sharing, like, I know that you've been in your career for over 40 years. And with that being said, have your perception about the field changed from, I'm sure it did, from your beginning in this career? How has your perceptions changed over the years?
Right. It's interesting because it's about, you know, the year that I went into this business, or the years that I went into this business really were the 70s. And at that time, there were different set of services available, or some services available, but not as many as now. And at that time, the main treatments, certainly in New York City for, and I don't know if you're talking about all drug use or opiate dependence specifically. What are you talking about?
Well, specifically what we're dealing with currently is the MAT, that whole.
Yeah. So in the 70s, what really existed, and this came out of, probably started in around 64, certainly methadone did, but also therapeutic communities were developed at that time. And, you know, and the two major forms of treatment, certainly for opiate dependence during that time, was methadone and, you know, as a treatment. And hold on, please. Yes. I can't talk. Talk quickly. I'm on a blog. All right. Okay. You know, Pat, I have to leave.
It's okay, Doctor.
And this isn't, so it's not great timing, but it is very interesting, the question you're asking, because that was the beginning of the treatment. And when I came into it, I came into a naltrexone FDA study. And so that specifically changed my opinion about what the treatment system needed to be going forward. And it has developed into other MAT, you know, medication-assisted treatment. And I'm talking specifically about adding naltrexone or Vivitrol to the, really to methadone and buprenorphine as it exists now. And but that was something that I was involved in to begin with in the 70s. So I would love to talk further about this, but I have to go to a prearranged meeting.
Yes, I just want to quickly thank you for joining us, and I hope that we can go back and revisit this at a later time. But thank you so much, Dr. Arkin, for joining us.
Very interesting, the development of it. Yes. All right, thank you.